Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to have Elizabeth Cooper back with United Way Perth Huron with a campaign update and so much more for the brand new year. Happy New Year,
Happy
Elizabeth.
Happy New Year, Jamie. Yeah. And I am on a high from that junior hockey game.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That was incredible against the U.S. Yeah.
6-2. So it's the gold medal game tonight.
Tonight, yeah. I can't wait. I got my jersey already, and I'm a big hockey fan, so can't wait to watch that. That Connor Bedard, man, he is he's the new Wayne Gretzky, really, in a way. Yeah.
Incredible hockey player, incredible team. So we look forward to that game tonight. Speaking of goals, our campaign goal continues.
Right. What a segue. I love it. All right. Well, we have raised $1,443,000. So we are at 63% of our goal.
Okay.
Super great. So we were able to light our thermometer bulb on Christmas Eve day
at
60%.
Through the snow.
Through the snow. I know. We thought we'd better do it.
Was it lit up? We really couldn't tell because of all the snow.
Right.
My goodness.
That's right. Yes.
But that's great news.
So
great
it is
news.
Great news. Yes. December, a lot of people gave. A lot of mail came in through our doors. A lot of donations online came through. Thanks for those that gave during that season of giving. So we're at 63%. And you can still give. We are only 4 months through our campaign. We've got a couple more to go, so you can certainly donate at perthhuron.unitedway.ca or the old-fashioned way. You can drop off a check to our offices at 32 Erie Street.
It's very easy, very convenient to do that. And let's shout out speaking of the thermometer, let's shout out those thermometer sponsors, if you will.
That's right. Yes, they help us keep that thermometer going and lit all during our campaign. So we want to give a shout out to McLeod Scottish Shop, Bradshaw's, Fritz Financial Planning, the Perth County Inn, Orr Insurance, and the Image Factory is actually the business that does the labels and the imaging on our thermometer. So we thank Doug at the Image Factory for doing that for us gratis.
All right. Well, we've had the snowstorm during Christmas. We're back to flurries this morning, but then we've had rain. We don't know what kind of weather we're going to be getting for coldest night of the year, but we do know it's coming up in February.
It's coming up February 25th. Yes. So if you feel that you need to have a new you in 2023, you want to maybe give back to your community, have some fun and change lives, well, you can participate in our coldest night of the year. This is when we walk humbly and realizing that anyone can lose their footing and then lose everything else. So we walk for the homeless on this evening. It starts at 5 o'clock and we go around the river. You can go around twice, and we start at Upper Queen's Park. And we already have 19 teams, which is great.
That's great.
Yeah, super great. And some of the team names are really cute, Jamie. I'll share a few with you.
This is always fun.
We've got the Lightfoot Steppers, the Avondale Almighties. That would be a church. The Community Compassion Crew sounds lovely. Team Haggis. And we also,
I wonder who's on Team Haggis.
Yeah. And the Skywalkers, which I thought was also
nice.
Really cute. So, and we also have ShelterLink Board of Directors and the Connection Center staff are also putting teams in.
Oh, terrific. So by all means, it's not too late to put a team together for sure.
That's right. Yeah, you can put a team together anytime. So we just, get your friends together. You can do co-workers. You can do your family. You can do your church group, any kind of group that, wants to make a difference in the community. And really, it's only an hour, really. Mm-hmm. We start at 5 o'clock and you'll probably pretty much be done by 6:30. And you raise money for the Connection Center and ShelterLink.
It's such a good cause. And it is, as we've mentioned, it is a great community event. So coldest night of the year is coming up in February, Saturday, February 25th, all happening from Upper Queen's Park. Elizabeth, anything else on the go? We should mention again with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, it continues. It is not too late to make a donation. Yes, we're past the holidays, past Christmas and the New Year's, but you can still make a donation.
Absolutely, yes. Super easy to do. We have a big red Donate Now button on our homepage. And we've had some lovely, lovely donations that have come through. We had a $20,000 check just came through from a donor that's never given before. hour.
Wow.
From the Mitchell area. So a lot of, you know, we're very, very grateful for what's coming through our doors these days. And especially we want to thank the donors that give every year. Those continued are kind of our bread and butter. And if you haven't done that yet, we welcome your donation.
And you can make a donation right now. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all of the information. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks for this, Elizabeth. And go Canada!
Go Canada! Thanks, Jamie.